The following podcast is scheduled for one fall from the home of Cape Championship Wrestling. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Two wellness violations rocked the wrestling world today as Alberto Del Rio and Paige were both suspended on Paige's birthday.
Whee!
Yay. Adios, amigos. Was that wrong?
Pero idiots.
Hey, welcome to Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Hey.
It's August 17th, and we did have some big news today. Like we said at the top of the show there, Alberto Del Rio and Paige were both suspended. We're going to jump into that very quickly. Also got some big show news, some UFC news, some 2K17, some Matt Hardy, some Ospreay Vader. We got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about tonight, so let's get right into that. Of course, my co-host for the evening, your panel for this Pro Wrestling Unscripted, Asa Gray at the end of the table.
Yes.
And Allie Gray. Oh, God. That's in the world now. That's out there. Allie Abear.
Hello.
Allie Gray.
No.
Allie Gray. That sounds like a liquor of some kind.
I've started doing, like, anytime I go somewhere that requires you to give your name, I've just started saying Gray because I'm so sick of, how do you spell that? Or Aja? Aza?
Aja Gray.
Like, they can't do it. And now what I'm getting instead is, can I get a name? Gray. Okay, Greg.
That's what my
one time. I told someone my name. It was like at Arby's, and they put down Alan.
Yeah.
My mom used to call my friend Derek Greg. He still refers to it occasionally and laughs about it. When I was at the doctor, they wrote my name down as Shanna. So when I went to go get my medicine, I said, I need medicine for Shanna Young. Is that your sister? No, that's me. I'm transitioning.
They done messed up.
They done goofed. You know why I said Allie Gray? Because I'm thinking about Tony Kendrick and Brian Neese. Mm-hmm. You've put the mixture in my head, and now it's there. Guys, let's jump into the news, starting off with that big Alberto Del Rio and Paige announcement. Alberto Del Rio announced first earlier today, mm-hmm. I think around, gosh, when was it?
It was early after. I think it was before I ended up going to work, so I think it was around 11 or so.
I remember it getting posted to the Podzilla 1985 chat, and kind of surprised by that, but at the same time, not. Alberto Del Rio, ever since he came back, has had a real chip on his shoulder when it comes to WWE. I mean, and you could argue that it's for a good reason. They've really wasted his potential.
Oh, 100%.
But
he's a guy like Randy Orton that when he doesn't care, it's just so obvious.
Yeah.
And after that initial return, he hasn't cared, which you have to assume that.
He was on fire when he came back against John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a year ago.
Beat Cena for the U.S. title.
Clean.
Yep.
Beat John Cena clean for the U.S. title. And you thought, well, they're going to strap a rocket to this guy and send him right to the moon where he'll meet, you know, Transformers.
And then he'll run into Sheamus and Rusev and Wade Barrett, and they will start just the most dominating faction of all time. Oh, nope. League of Nations lost to Roman Reigns 4-on-1.
It's the 80s most highly hyped group that unfortunately came 30 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad timing. So Del Rio got suspended. We don't know for what. It was a wellness violation. It was his first, so it's for 30 days.
Which it's worth noting, it's his first violation because he has already been released before.
Really?
So this is, because I think that's what I saw in the group chat, because he was suspended his first run, because him and Ricardo, I think, both got popped.
That sounds right, but I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not 100% sure on that.
We could look it up, but we're going to speculate blindly.
Welcome to Fox News, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, a vaguely non-threatening Caucasian male. Next to me is attractive blonde. And down at the end of the table, minority?
Reassuringly white guy with an ethnic sounding name.
There you go. Yeah. We got the whole crew here.
I'm not blonde.
Shh.
I know.
Shh.
Believe me.
Don't ruin it. They wouldn't know.
Unless they go to the cast page. Certainly have not.
The cast page or, you know, back to the episodes where we posted pictures of us.
I miss those days.
Now that he's back with a new contract, I think it resets the counter on wellness violations. Because it did say it was his first suspension.
It's really unfortunate that he got popped for it. Especially with what happened to Roman Reigns just a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You would think, and maybe I'm over speculating or giving too much credit, but you would think that people would know better than to try something illegal under this wellness policy where you can get tested at any time.
That is a with Roman Reigns getting popped, like you have to. That has to be the no one is safe.
Yeah.
Message.
I mean, ignore Brock Lesnar.
Well, because he's not. He wasn't under contract then.
Well, I mean,
he was technically a Raw superstar.
Yeah, but, and he was getting paid, but he hadn't wrestled there in so long.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, with Roman Reigns getting suspended, that should have been a wake-up call to everybody that they did strap the rocket to this guy and send him to the moon. Unfortunately, the moon passed on him and sent him back down to Earth.
The moon was like, nah.
The moon booed relentlessly.
No, the moon was just saying, Roman.
If that wasn't shocking enough, hours later, and this one really did shock me, I think Dalton is the one that told us, he broke the news, he was here, that Paige was also suspended for a wellness policy violation, her first.
Yeah.
So another 30 days. Now, is this just a big excuse to give them 30 days off together?
Doubt it.
No.
They would have, yeah, no. There was a thing on, one of the Reddit comments was, before Paige was suspended was, hey, I want to spend my birthday with you, but we're on separate brands. I got you.
Take these pills.
And Paige's is really surprising. So, I mean, and this is all just, it's going to do nothing but open up like crazy speculation and hearsay. And
like she got pulled from the tour, her mother said it was for injuries, but now you're wondering,
and no one,
was it?
I want to hope that it's because she was injured. There was that report going that it might have been some sort of nerve injury,
which
is just super serious, and you definitely can't mess around with that.
Right.
I can only hope that maybe it's some sort of mistake with medication dealing with her injury. And the lining up.
The last time
crazy.
I heard someone say that it was a mistake with medication and had a doctor vouch for him, it didn't go so well.
No, it did not.
Adam Rose.
I know. Okay. I remember.
That's just what I want to hope for. Like, I know everyone's saying, oh, it's recreational because
and
it's
again,
both of them.
But from what I understand, a recreational drug, let's say marijuana, or as, you know, we would say, marijuana. Marijuana.
Who's we?
Us.
Okay.
Are you going with this?
If it's marijuana, they don't suspend.
No, they don't suspend.
They
for
fine.
Yeah.
So it's not, if it's recreational, it's an
more
80s
serious,
recreational
yeah.
drug.
Yeah.
As opposed to a 90s recreational drug.
Right.
And if it's that,
oh,
I mean,
Van
that's.
Damn.
That's really bad. Paige is really young. She's 20. She just turned 24 today.
Mm-hmm.
Is it out of the realm of possibility that a 24-year-old would experiment with things that she probably shouldn't experiment with, especially a wrestler on the road who comes from such a hardcore lifestyle that her family seems to come from? They're very much kick-ass and take no prisoners type people.
I mean, they're British wrestling royalty.
Yeah. But Alberto Del Rio is a little bit older, probably should know better. The fact that they got popped on the same day really makes you think that something is up. And I hate to speculate. I really do. But until the WWE, if they're going to divulge who it is that got suspended, do you think they should add why they were suspended?
No.
If it's drug use?
No.
You think that should be private?
Yeah, especially because it's like, especially if it's a thing where they're not going to be fired over it.
Yeah.
Like say it's a Jeff Hardy thing. Like, no, he was addicted to meth. We fired him. That's why. Then even that is there's that HIPAA. There's a whole, like, I don't know how that falls into HIPAA.
The hippopotamus
if they're,
laws.
Yeah, if they're allowed to do that kind of thing. But at the same time, too, if it's, you know, oh, hey, this is totally hypothetical and no way should be taken out of context. Alberto Del Rio got suspended for cocaine use. If he comes back in 30 days, how are we supposed to react?
Like, are we supposed to look at him the same way?
So is he clean now? Like, and honestly, like, that's no one's business but his and his, the people who he's in the ring with.
Do you think then that the WWE should announce these so openly on their website? Because it's one thing, of course, the quote-unquote dirt sheets are going to get a hold of it because that's what they do.
Right.
People like us, we look for the news.
Mm-hmm.
But for the average fan, you know, how many people would have known about Roman Reigns' suspension? I mean, it was glaringly obvious.
Right.
But until it's officially announced.
The difference between Roman Reigns and Alberto Del Rio is people would have really noticed if Roman Reigns just wasn't on TV. All of a sudden, with no explanation.
Yeah.
Alberto Del Rio, I hate to say it, it would probably take a little bit, like, oh, hey, what?
He hasn't been on TV
in a
while.
Where'd he go?
There was somebody you asked me about today. You asked Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, Jinder Mahal beat Heath Slater to win a Raw contract. A couple weeks ago was the last time we've seen Jinder Mahal.
And they're doing, well, that's a whole other thing for later.
Yeah. So, no, I personally don't think that they should. I don't think WWE has the right to announce what they were suspended for. I do think that if the talent so chooses to come forward with, okay, this is what happened. This is my side of the story. I mean, granted, you can't, like, WWE can't really, defend themselves or say, oh no, that's actually not true, or.
And you better believe that all of the people that are under contract to WWE are on a strict, who are you talking to and what are you going to say type thing. There's not going to be anybody that goes outside of, like, everyone asked me, why didn't you get Xavier Woods on the show? And why didn't you guys talk to him on Podzilla? I mean, like, I would have loved to do that, but we would have had to go through so much red tape to get him here to talk.
Right.
Ask Hunter. You know, he gets them on the show on 99.3, and I'm sure there's a whole thing you have to go through, and you have to talk about what you're talking about. You have to, you know, so. It's very difficult for ADR Page to go on Twitter and just go, yeah, I did some coke and they caught me, because that would be an immediate WWE going, okay, you're done.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're done. You can't, that's, get out of here.
Even though the four YouTube videos that I watched today that were on the WWE channel, all four of them, which, and I'm not equalizing the two, I just think it's kind of interesting that all four ads before those videos were for either Budweiser or some sort of vodka.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. And occasionally I'll get one for, like, a rehab center. Yeah, not kidding. Very funny to me. So they're going to be gone for 30 days. Paige's suspension will come up right about the time her injuries should be healed. So,
I mean, ideally.
Ideally,
it's one of those things, especially with, you know, how.
You got to look at a silver lining
here. How much
here.
They're downplaying it, how much they're, you know, it's hard to say.
Now, here's my question to you guys, with Paige especially, because from all accounts, Del Rio will be gone in short of no time. He seems very
unhappy. By his own volition.
Yeah. Like, he's wants not gonna to leave.
Get, yeah.
Yeah. Paige, though, I could see her staying because she's done very well in WWE. However, the past year, 2 years have been very unkind to her. Mm-hmm. The whole Divas Revolution seems to have left her in the dust. It became very much a focus on Charlotte and Sasha and Becky Lynch and Dana Brooke to an extent. Mm-hmm. Natalya, even. Where does that leave Paige, especially now that this is going to be looming over her? Do you see her coming back in a Roman Reigns style? They brought him back in, didn't immediately push him to the top, but now he's going after the U.S. title in a good series. Will they do something similar with Paige, or is she going to be the new Alicia Fox for a while?
No, I could very much see her just immediately going for, not immediately going for, but like, because she's a SmackDown superstar now. Like, if by the time, if they've introduced the SmackDown Women's Championship, that's been rumored, as well as like the Tag Team Championship, you know, she's certainly, there's no reason that she should just be left behind. I've always been a really big fan of her, especially in NXT. Her NXT run was amazing.
I make fun of her a lot on the show, and I talk about how I don't like her and stuff like that, but I do. Like, it's for show. I actually do like Paige quite a bit. I also find her quite attractive, just so you're not worried about pale girls.
And seeing the,
but she's a great, like, of the people that are in there, especially before Sasha and Charlotte came to the main roster.
She was the saving grace.
She was the main person.
Her and AJ were the.
Naomi to an extent, because I really like Naomi.
Yeah.
Natalya was up there, of course, but yeah, her and AJ were the ones that were really focused on. Mm-hmm. But now that the new girls have come up, it really does seem like Paige just kind of, for some reason, got left in the dust.
Yeah.
Became fodder.
It's less so that she got left in the dust as much as she was swept up in the remaining, like, the remaining attitude of how to treat women superstars.
She was still
the diva. Because she was still the, there was still the frenemy. It was still the, oh, well, we're best friends, now I hate you, now we're best, because she was constantly going back and forth.
Because women are catty.
So hopefully they continue this trend of every feud has a reason and they all have actual characters, because I think she would do great.
I think she would too. And I'm hoping she comes back strong and we learn from our mistakes, whatever those mistakes are.
Yeah.
We don't know. If we find anything outside about it, obviously we'll keep you updated.
Right.
But yeah, Paige and Alberto Del Rio suspended for 30 days on the same day.
And which is Paige's birthday.
Paige's birthday. And do you buy that they're an actual couple at this point, or do you still think it's...
I don't know. I also really don't
care.
One,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, I was about to say, we're totally buying into the Total Divas storylines. Mm-hmm. We're now talking about them.
Honestly, if it wasn't for the fact that they specifically mentioned wellness policy, I would assume that this was a Total Divas story.
This is an angle. Yeah, but...
But I don't think they can, in any sort of good faith, use the wellness policy as a storyline.
Because I think they've learned from a couple of past mistakes. Like when Vince McMahon was quote-unquote blown up in his limo. And the stocks tanked.
Oh, I don't see them doing, like, I could see them doing something like that again. I just think that the one really true foundation of, this is the only leg we have to stand on in regards to wrestlers' rights is this wellness policy. So I don't think that they could even toy with the idea of messing with that.
At least not posting online like they did.
No, yeah.
Because they've clearly toyed with substance abuse and storylines before.
Right.
Remember Chris Jericho and CM Punk a couple years ago when they were teasing that
CM Punk and anybody.
Pretty much. You know, he did the angle with Jeff Hardy where he accused Hardy of being a druggie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And the guy who says, hey, don't do drugs, you don't need them, was getting booed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the most shameful moments of wrestling to me. Second on that list would be, actually first on that list, would be when Stone Cold, tangent, when Stone Cold offered Stacy Keibler a beer and Stacy Keibler politely refused. Mm-hmm. So Stone Cold stunned her, hit her with his finisher, and the crowd cheered.
Yeah.
For beating that woman for not drinking.
There's a whole lot of this stuff that WWE, that's a whole show.
10 things that they want you to forget about. I feel like someone should do that.
Oh, man. Like a YouTube series.
Yeah. Let's get some uppity British guy. Welcome to Paul Zilla 1995. No, I can't do it. All right. Let's move on. We'll keep you updated on that. Big Show. I saw this yesterday, or maybe it was earlier today. Says that he's retiring. This is his last year in WWE.
Yep.
And the big rumor is that, and at this point, rumor.
It wasn't even a rumor. He did a radio show. And talking about how much he's trying to get back into shape because he's fully expecting his last day with WWE or his last match with WWE is going to be at WrestleMania 33 against Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq Diesel. Do you feel sorry for the Big Show at this point?
How so?
When it comes to WrestleMania, he is the go-to guy when they want to put on some kind of carny match.
Oh, yeah.
He fought Floyd Mayweather, which was actually wasn't that bad. But just the fact that Mayweather beat Big Show is an insult to wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
He fought, what was the name of the sumo wrestler?
I can't remember.
I can't remember either. But they put him in the little sumo outfit. He wrestled. He lost that.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to fight Shaq. He will more than likely lose.
Yeah.
At least Shaq's really big. And I love Shaq,
and
by the way.
Like, I get the spectacle of it. You know, you have this giant name in the sports world. You have, you know, the literal giants.
Yeah.
The Big Show. The only thing that I am worried about is I think that WrestleMania match, while yes, it is a huge showdown, if it's going to be his last match, I really think it should be against an actual wrestler.
It should be somebody he has history with.
Not even that. Don't hit me, but a guy like Baron Corbin. Someone who could
That actually makes sense because he is the Andre the Giant Battle Royal winner and Big Show was the first.
Yeah.
And now you could say Baron Corbin is going to fight Andre's son.
I know we kind of talked about it last week and how he doesn't necessarily do as well against big guys like that, but Braun Strowman. And that Braun Strowman doesn't do as well against guys like Big Show and Kane.
Yeah.
Guys that he can't just like manhandle and throw around.
Or if you want to give him the nostalgia match, give him a last match against Kane.
Yeah.
You know?
Tag team partners.
Former tag team, or Undertaker.
Yeah.
Or any number of people.
I don't know if I'd really want to watch those matches, but
I wouldn't either, but if it's truly Big Show's last match, I think even the fans would be appreciative.
Yeah.
And cheer for it, because they know it's his last match. He's not been getting the best reactions for the past year. I mean, fans are literally chanting, please retire, which is really rude, by the way.
So disrespectful. Yeah.
So disrespectful.
Like, I understand the frustration of constantly seeing someone constantly switch back and forth between good guy, bad guy, inconsistencies in character. And I think the main reason is just that Royal Rumble match, the worst one ever, where him and Kane were just literally handpicking internet favorites and
tossing
gently
them out.
Placing them outside of the ring.
You have to remember, though, that's not Big Show's call.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, we say it a lot about John Cena. Of course, people dislike John Cena being on top, Roman Reigns. But a lot of those calls are made by Vince McMahon, who thinks he knows best. And, we're talking about his show. He's not talking about ours.
Exactly.
But the whole treatment of Big Show of please retire and that's all, because he's not that, even now he's not that bad.
He's like, and no, he's not, and he's never been bad.
He's never been bad. Has he been lazy and sloppy sometimes? Maybe sometimes, but he's also, for a guy that size, is one of the most impressive athletes I've seen.
And also, there was a picture posted of him not too long ago. He slimmed down a lot. Like, his goal, he said, was to be at 44, be in better shape than he was 10 years ago. And it definitely looks like he could hit that goal.
I think 10 years ago, and I'm being serious here, is when he, and maybe it was a little over 10 years, but that's when they didn't put him in the newest wrestling game because he hadn't lost weight. They were so frustrated with him. I'm trying to remember which one it was. It was one of the 64 ones, so it was definitely over 10 years ago. But they were so frustrated with him. I want to say it was No Mercy.
Wasn't that the same one where they wanted him, right when they signed him from WCW? And then he wasn't making the improvements that they wanted, so they were just like, well, you're just off TV.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, they cut him. They didn't cut him. He didn't get fired, obviously.
No, yeah.
Because you don't let a guy like Big Show go.
No.
Even if you're disappointed in him, you don't want him showing up in the impact zone. You don't want the large program showing up because that could be a mistake. You know who has really good track records when it comes to guest appearances at wrestling events? Basketball players.
Yeah.
And I'm being dead serious. Allie, you're too young to remember this. I don't mean that as you're too young, but you didn't watch wrestling back in the day like we did. When WCW was hot, when they were hot, and it was the Monday Night Wars, the NWO was the hottest angle going. Dennis Rodman, who, do you know who Dennis Rodman is?
No.
He is one of the most legendary basketball players of all time. He was a defensive powerhouse. I mean, he was, not only was he really good, he played for the Bulls. Not only was he really good.
He played for the Bulls during Michael Jordan's
during that era with Pippen.
Him and Pippen and yeah,
yeah. Kukoc and those guys. Not only was he great in on the court, he had a personality. Like, you wouldn't believe, they called him the Worm.
Good friends with Kim Jong-un.
Now, not back then, I don't assume.
I mean, Kim Jong-un was also probably like 12, so.
Which means he was still a glorious leader at the time, I'm assuming. But yeah, he was great. And he went into WCW, he was friends with Hulk Hogan. So they brought him into the NWO. They fought against Diamond Dallas Page. And who was Diamond Dallas Page's secret partner? Do you remember?
Oh, Carl. I can't remember his last name. Carl Malone.
You got it. Who was also an amazing basketball player. And they actually worked a really great angle. And Carl Malone worked his ass off for that. Like, he did well. They both did well. So that was great. And if Shaq can do half of what they did, because Shaq has more personality, I think, than Carl Malone for sure.
Shaq has amazing personality. Like, I'm not worried about the showmanship of it. I'm just
worried about the match. Because Shaq showed up at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And did the stare down with Big Show. Yeah. And we all kind of went, there's no way they're going to have Shaq here and not use him again
right.
at some point. Yeah. So it looks like this is going to be that fruit growing from that tree, and it will be Big Show's retirement match.
Yeah.
I'm sad to say it because Big Show, I always liked him.
You can't have a discussion about best big men who can actually like wrestle and not bring up Big Show.
Yeah.
He was also in an episode of Psych.
He was. Yes. And he was in a couple movies.
He also has one of the worst WrestleMania records of all time. 4-10.
Against a lot of guys who aren't wrestlers.
Which I didn't write it down, but I wanted to mention briefly. I think his first one-on-one victory came against Cody Rhodes, who recently did an interview and used the quote, you know, when you're in a company that they're calling these NXT guys and girls Dusty's kids, and you have Dusty's actual son on the roster, the last thing you want to do is dress up like a stupid space clown. Oh, man, that's such a tribute to him as a performer to not make it just so obvious how much he hated
Starbucks. All of the flavors Cody Rhodes could have chosen, and he chose truth.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, yeah, he's salty for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Also want to mention that Big Show was in Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
Which was great. And, of course, his best role ever, Captain Insano in The Waterboy. How old are you, kid?
I'm gonna miss that laugh.
Oh my god. We're speaking like he's dead. So Big Show, you know, WrestleMania might be his last match. Sad about that. Where do you want to go from here? Cause we have a lot of notes to go through. We just go down the list.
We can, unless there's something. Just because it was put out of order, we can lump the both of them together. Couple big names reportedly refused deals from WWE.
Yes.
MVP, Tommy Dreamer, both turned down offers from WWE because they are already making more money.
From what I've read, a lot of these guys are doing that because they...
Super lowballed.
Super lowballed. And someone said, I guess there's proof or someone found out that a guy like Ryback is making around $4,500 per appearance
right.
on the indies.
Yeah.
And the WWE is offering them less than that.
Yeah.
A lot of guys from TNA found out that they're actually making more than they're offering with these contracts for working lesser dates.
And not only that, but these guys that they are approaching are very much aware that they are not being offered these roles to become WWE heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
They are very much going to be used
enhancement
as
talents.
Yeah.
Well, look at the Dudleys. Dudleys came back against the New Day and everyone was great. And the most recent, they were on Raw and they've lost 2 weeks in a row. They're going to break them up again. They're basically jobbers at this point.
And not only that, like maybe it was just the Hulu version that we watched, but they didn't even get an entrance.
No entrance.
And then
that's a shame for the most decorated tag team
also,
in history.
Also, Ryback is teasing a tour of Japan. see how that goes.
Did I not say, I mean, in all honesty, did I not say that Ryback should go to Japan?
You did.
Because I think that, and I'm not saying because he's a great wrestler, but just the spectacle of, you know, you have these great Japanese wrestlers, but here's the giant American. They've always loved the giant American. Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, even though he was French. Did you know Andre the Giant was French?
No.
He was. Very.
Giant Bernard.
Giant Bernard, a.k.a.?
Tensai.
A.k.a.?
Matt Bloom.
Love that guy.
Yeah. Apparently everyone does.
So much better than Bill DeMott from all...
Oh, yeah.
From all reports.
I think Finn Balor did a kind of an interview on that. But no, Japan, right back to Japan, because he was releasing... He teased a shirt that says The Big Gaijin.
That's kind of cool.
The Big Guy.
That's kind of cool.
Gaijin, yeah. And then the third name that reportedly turned down a full-time deal with WWE was Kota Ibushi.
Yes, and I actually read about that right before here. Now, with Tommy Dreamer, I absolutely see why he would say no.
Yeah.
Because they've never treated Tommy Dreamer well.
Mm-mm.
They've treated him with respect on occasion.
Especially on the ECW rebrand.
Yeah.
You know, they always made him a big deal. They always kind of propped him up as the heart and soul of...
But even then, he lost.
Yeah.
And you knew he was going to lose. Yeah. MVP is still young.
Yeah.
And I could see MVP still wanting to make a impact.
Oh, yeah.
No joke intended. So I could see him saying no because he's also going to be an enhancement.
And he also, yeah, and he deserves him, like Shelton Benjamin. You know, if he was going to come back as purely enhancement, boo. Boo.
Well, what about Curt Hawkins?
I like Curt Hawkins.
They've been running promos for him. Did you see the promos?
Mm-mm.
Like, you saw him earlier, I think, Allie, where they were like, fact, Curt Hawkins can slam a rotating door. Fact.
So they're doing like Tyson Kidd, Matt Fax?
Yeah, except they're like completely.
Is it Raw insane. Or SmackDown?
It was, well, the commercials we saw were for Raw, I believe.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I want him to go on SmackDown so he can break up Hype Bros and reunite with Zack Ryder.
That would be amazing. I'd like that. With Kota Ibushi, though, from what I read, he said no, but only in the context of, I still want to do this in Japan first.
Yeah.
And he said that he's leaving the door. He said he would still work with the WWE in spots.
Right.
So they could bring him in sporadically, kind of like they did with Jushin Thunder Liger.
Right.
Or some of the other international flavor.
NXT.
Right. It's a shame, though, because Kota Ibushi, until tonight, was my favorite CWC wrestler. Until tonight, Kota Ibushi was the guy that I said he impresses me the most.
Can we take a pause and just talk about that?
Well, did you have it written down here? I don't think you even have it written down.
No, I didn't have like a CD. Because I didn't do an NXT recap because we were going to do the predictions because TakeOver's this weekend and then CWC.
Let's talk about CWC for a second. A couple of really good matches. Jack Gallagher is out. I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
Beaten by Kazawa or Tazawa? Tazawa.
Tazawa. I think so.
Beaten by Aizawa. And it was a good match.
Tazawa, yeah.
Tazawa. What was the other match? I can't. Oh, it was of Noam Dar versus
Ho Ho Loon.
I'm still not sold on him. I'm also still not sold on Noam Dar. And I apologize to Dalton. He doesn't seem bad at all.
No, yeah. It's just he's been doing well in a series of matches that everyone is going nuts amazing.
Yeah.
That's the real shame is that I don't feel like they've given him a chance to really go out there and
it's the same
unleash.
Thing with like a Bobby Roode. I feel like you just haven't had the chance to see what he can actually do. And I actually meant to look up. I can't remember now. I forgot it again. There was one Bobby Roode match that came to mind that I was like, oh no, I'll show this to Shannon and then he'll understand why he is glorious. Well,
if you're wondering why I'm not sold on Noam Dar, watch tonight's show because Noam Dar looked fine. But then you have Tony Nese versus the Brian Kendrick and my God.
Fight forever. Wow.
I have not seen a match this impressive since Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sami Zayn at TakeOver. This match was off the charts. It was downtown.
Best match of the series so far. Best match of the series so far in matches that I would immediately just be like, oh yeah, no, this is the thing that I'm going to show my friends who don't watch wrestling.
Match of the year candidate. Match of the year candidate. Match of the year candidate.
Right.
And then here comes Tony Nese. And first off, we love Brian Kendrick. We've made no, you know, we're not hiding that.
We're like Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm openly hoping he wins.
There's a clear bias for Brian Kendrick. But Tony Nese, I said last week that I was impressed by him.
Yeah.
I did. I said, Tony Nese is a guy that I think could do well. I mean, he looked good. He looks strong. He also has high flying. Then this week, he put it into hyperdrive. This guy is amazing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The things he did, the kicks, the flips, the suicide dives.
The shows of strength.
The strength.
Yeah.
This, if they haven't signed him, sign him now.
It's not fair. Like, you know You don't get to just be all of that. No,
everybody picks a style.
Right.
And you stick with it.
He's basically a creator wrestler. He's everyone's creator wrestler. That where you're just like, you're super jacked. You have muscles on your muscles.
Yeah.
Your strength is at a 10. Oh, but also I'm going to do springboard moonsaults.
Also, my basic moves are practically finishers.
Yeah.
You know?
How
many times in that match did I say, that's it?
Yeah.
Five.
And how many times was I... Five?
What?
How many times was I wrong?
You were getting upset. We were all getting upset. Even Dante, who was playing
Destiny,
just started watching this and was going, oh my God.
Yeah.
He was like, I'd be out. I would just lay there.
I wouldn't have gotten up after that.
There was a series of kicks that Nice hit the Brian Kendrick with that was just like 1, 2, 3. Oh my God, stop. This is violent.
And then there was the whole sequence of Brian Kendrick trying to rip off his arm.
The crowd eventually stopped responding, but not because they were bored.
I think it was sensory overload.
They were. The same thing that we were having. We were watching and going, I don't know what to do. This is too good.
Why does someone have to lose this?
I felt like Johnny Depp in Once Upon a Time in Mexico, that I needed to get up when the match was over, go to the production studio, and shoot everyone that helped with that match. It was good.
They peaked.
Please, if you have to watch one match this week or this month.
And I don't think we've said who won, and I'm fine with that, because I really want people to just go out of your way to watch this match.
We're not going to tell you who won.
No.
We're not going to tell you who won. But we'll say it was a fantastic finish. It was fantastic. Everything about this match was good.
Yeah.
Go watch this match. This was the best match of the Cruiserweight Classic by
far.
Both
of them came out looking strong.
Oh, absolutely.
$1 billion.
Yeah. And Kota Ibushi, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I have a new favorite.
Yeah. Which is a real bummer because the winner wrestles Ibushi next week. Or not next week, in the next round.
Yeah.
Which should also be a fantastic match.
Yes.
This whole Cruiserweight tournament has been the bee's knees.
Which, speaking of the Cruiserweight tournament, something I did have written down, WWE has filed trademarks for Grand Metalik.
Yes.
So
one of the more impressive guys from this. Absolutely.
Has totally won me over.
Also, speaking about jobs, just real quick, Shawn Michaels is now reporting to the Performance Center.
Yes.
Which is very surprising because he has been, not that he's been outspoken against WWE, not at all, but he has been so content with his life outside of WWE. He's one of the few guys that said, I'm retiring, and stayed retired.
Well, and this is not for an on-camera, he's not going to be wrestling. Yeah. He's going as a teacher.
He's like Matt
role.
Bloom.
Yeah.
He's going as a teacher.
Except it looks like this is going to be a part-time. Like, he's not doing it full time. Jim Ross, I think, confirmed that he actually relocated his family from Texas to Florida. So he's going to have a substantial part with it, which isn't a huge surprise considering one of the greatest of all times.
Yeah.
Two, Triple H is the proud papa of NXT and also real life best friends.
Right.
So it makes sense. There's nothing but benefit.
No.
To the people at the Performance Center.
You can say what you want about Shawn Michaels, and sure enough, there has been plenty of time in the past where he has been less than professional.
Right.
I'm not tying this together saying this is it, but his turn to God when he said he was born again, he really seems like he made good on all of those things he talked about.
Yeah.
That he became a better person, whether it was through God or what, he became a better person. And he has a wealth of knowledge that he can share with these guys that are coming up.
Yeah.
If you don't listen to Shawn Michaels, you really have no place in this business.
Yeah.
You know, Shawn Michaels, I always say Hulk Hogan's my favorite of all time. Mm-hmm. And I mean that because as a kid, he was the larger than life superhero I wanted to be.
Right.
But legitimately, Shawn Michaels has always been my favorite wrestler and always will be. I loved Shawn Michaels more than any other wrestler I can ever think of.
That feud,
since the Rockers.
His feud with Chris Jericho was one of the things that actually cemented Chris Jericho as one of my favorites. The first one. Also the second one. Also great.
Most of Shawn Michaels' matches, they call him Mr. WrestleMania.
Because
his matches are legendary. Mm-hmm. Look at his last two matches against The Undertaker. Two of the best matches in WrestleMania history.
Right.
Especially from two guys that were in their 40s, maybe late 40s, early 50s. Mm-hmm. Guys that were up there and still outperforming half the roster.
Yep.
So Shawn Michaels has definitely earned his spot. And again, these guys can do nothing but benefit from his teaching.
Yep.
You know. We also have something on here about WWE and ESPN. I didn't hear about this. I'm going to take this to you, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and it's just a neat thing that ESPN, if you go to ESPN.com/WWE, they have a whole page, and it includes, like, when I went on today, Del Rio suspension, predictions for SummerSlam.
That's great. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, really cool. I like that they're working together, especially if it means we get more Coachman.
I'll say you could thank. I think you could thank Coachman for that. Yeah. Because he was a WWE announcer. I'm sure everybody knows this, but Ali, if you didn't know it, Jonathan Coachman was a WWE announcer.
Hated him.
He was a heel.
This was one of those times where it's like, as a child and like watching it, like going back and thinking, man, I really hated Coach. Oh, because I was supposed to hate him.
That's what you were
saying. Hook, line, and sinker. They got
exactly.
You.
And now it's like I go back and I've listened to watching some of his interviews with The Rock, or like, cause he was a commentator too. Some of his matches that he's commentating. I'm like, oh no. He was great.
He was. And a legitimate journalist.
Oh, yeah.
And he went to greener pastures over at ESPN. He did very well for himself. And now has really rebuilt or built a bridge.
Did the interview with New Day.
Yeah.
Did a thing with The Rock for WrestleMania.
So many. Rusev, I think, was on there at one point, too.
I think so.
So, yeah, ESPN and WWE working together, it seems like. Because ESPN has a lot of alternative sports on their page.
Right.
And I always thought it was odd that wrestling wasn't.
I think there was a thing on ESPN for Cass's birthday.
Probably.
Because they went to the Yankees stadium and for his birthday, and they all got their own jerseys, and I think Enzo did something.
Oh, he always does.
Yeah.
I bet it involved dancing, oddly. and there was one other thing I was going to say about that, and I can't think of what it is. It's
good.
We'll get there. It's good. I like Coach, so
yeah.
Congratulations on that. Oh, I remember what it was. CNN actually reported on Del Rio and Paige.
Really?
Which, I mean, it seems
slow
like...
Slow news day.
Well, Trump didn't do anything stupid today, so what are they going to
we'll
talk
see.
About? They haven't done anything else journalistic. real quick, the 2K17 roster reveal for this week, there were a lot of... the thing that's bugged me the most about this series of roster reveals is that so much of it seems like wrestlers that were in last year's game and the DLC wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
All of the DLC wrestlers from last year are looking like they are standard wrestlers this year, which I'm fine with. Fine with that, because the one thing, if you're like me, kids, the one thing you hate is when they come out with a new wrestling game and somebody that was in last year that you didn't expect to be in last year is not in this year's. Like last year had Fujinami. I think I pronounced that right. And I thought, like, there's no way in hell. The only reason they did that was because they had an arena from Japan and Ric Flair was in it. It was one of their matches. And there's no way that he's going to be in it this year. He's back. So guys like that, Arn Anderson, a couple of guys that you just don't expect to be in the game will be back this year. Trish Stratus is back in, and I love Trish Stratus. She's my all-time favorite women's wrestler.
I would expect her to be in there. Especially for the women's division, like, you look at the men's division, there are just names upon names of piles of people that you can reach in and pull out and be like, oh, cool, remember that?
Yeah.
The women's division, there's really like five or six.
There were a couple shining stars.
Cause there was the Trish and Lita and Victoria and Ivory and Jacqueline.
Molly.
There was that group. And now there's the Divas Revolution. But the majority of
don't forget about the in-betweens.
The majority
Candace
of
Michelle.
The in-between, yeah, is Ashley Massaro.
Yeah.
Which,
you know, to be fair, they weren't awful.
They were pretty awful.
They weren't
Kelly
awful.
Kelly,
she seems like a sweet girl. But I actually did like Candace Michelle. I thought she, and I think a lot of people also said that she improved a lot. She tried. Ashley Massaro was, I never got the appeal, but a lot of people liked her.
No, she was rocker, man.
She was. She wore the mesh shirts.
Ugh.
I think Matt Hardy dated her.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why he's broken.
Aww.
Delete.
the big names revealed for this one, even though they're not too big, AJ Styles, which I suppose is a pretty big announcement because there were some people that were afraid because he came in at the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
These games are started the previous year. Pretty much as soon as the new game comes out, they're starting work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they finalize the roster at a certain point.
Yeah.
So AJ Styles was iffy. AJ Styles is in the game and looks fantastic. So will... Gallows and
Anderson. I bet they won't
it.
Be.
Yeah, I doubt it. Unless they do DLC. They would be prime DLC characters.
Yeah. I've never been happy with the rosters in the wrestling games, which is main part of the reason I haven't bought one since 13.
They said this year we'll have the biggest roster ever. And last year
the biggest roster ever.
So I want to see what happens.
Yeah.
We're gonna keep talking about these roster reveals. They also revealed that Backstage Brawling is back, along with Crowd Brawling.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a whole new promo engine and a create a universe engine. I want to see it in action, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
Once we know more about it, we will let you know.
Yes.
But go to IGN.com. They do the weekly reveal. They have a lot of info on there.
And videos of the backstage brawl, stuff like that.
The Finn Balor entrance we talked about, I think, last week.
Yep.
This week it was the New Day.
Yep.
Go watch it for yourself. Okay. Let's get out of the WWE realm for a second and talk about, you have written down Asa, who is lovely and does our notes for the show. Hardy and Decay.
Yes.
So is this the Hardys or just Matt?
Both. It's brother Nero and Broken Matt.
And now Brother Nero's broken.
Because
everybody's broke.
To make up for the fact that he's the reason that they lost the tag team championships, because he did the jump on the motorcycle and broke his leg.
I remember that.
Matt Hardy is now forcing Brother Nero to wrestle tag teams to become to regain the championships, because it's his fault they lost them.
Right. Because of course Jeff Hardy is so good,
which
he can beat tag teams.
Yep. Included tonight. I don't remember what they're called. I feel so bad. Or what their names were in NXT, but the French guys, that were in NXT.
Lafort?
Yeah. Sylvester Lafort and, whoever they are in TNA.
Frenchie.
Who they're led by Al Snow, who came out tonight and said, last week, I used to be the mayor of Crazy Town. And I really like what you got going on here to Matt Hardy. I thought that was kind of neat.
They then showed that video of Al Snow coming out.
No, you stop it. No.
Okay.
No.
I won't.
So the Hardys beat them. Jeff says, like, what do I have to do to impress you? The Hardys people don't want Broken Matt and Brother Nero. They want the Hardys. Matt just says, Hardys are dead. Gone forever. So Jeff puts, like, two people, including Al Snow, through a table, does a moonsault, puts himself through a table on the outside, just starts laughing and declaring that he is broken, he is Brother Nero. Also, Broken Matt had a vision that the Decay will be a problem. And the tapings were, I think, a couple days ago, but it included, they have to protect Maxwell from the Decay, and I think they're gonna do something with Rosemary. End of the baby. Do you get it?
Oh, I get it.
Which I don't care. Like, the Hardys as a tag team, great. Matt Hardy is doing some of the best character work ever.
Absolutely. The thing with Matt Hardy.
And I genuinely love the Decay. I think it's such a cool, creepy, awesome thing. So I'm actually really excited to see a feud develop there.
Matt Hardy had three characters, as far as I could tell. He had the Hardy Boys character, which was pretty plain, because he didn't do the flips that Jeff did.
Right.
Then he had version one, which worked very well.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. And then he had dreadlock wearing Fat Matt, which no one liked.
Ice cold in his veins. What was it?
I don't remember that
WrestleMania match that they had, which ended in the terrible, terrible, terrible twist of fate, but the chair was folded out and he, it was a gross spot.
But this is some of the best character work I think wrestling has ever seen.
And in TNA, he went from Hardy Boy Matt Hardy to iconic and Big Money Matt. To Broken, and it's awesome.
Would you say it's glorious?
No.
Oh. Well, that's a shame. King of the Mountain is retired. Thank God. Did Jeff Jarrett stop wanting to win it?
The King of the Mountain Championship, which is like the fourth, I think I wrote down, it's like it started as the Legends title that Booker T made. Then it went to the Global Championship. Then it went to the Television Championship. And then, like, they did something with Global Force Wrestling.
Yes,
and
where then they declared it King of the Mountain.
And then they turned into King of the Mountain. Now, that is, Bobby Lashley won that this past episode of Impact, beating James Storm. So now he's the World Champion, X Division Champion, and King of the Mountain Champion.
James Storm, who will be appearing at the Prefix Storm with Jay Wezzy.
Former NXT star. No mention of TNA on that poster.
General Admission is...
General Admission.
That's so terrible character.
So that's going to be the photo. That's going to be the picture of today's episode.
That picture from that? We'll do.
So people will get this reference.
That's,
the more you look at it, the worse it is.
It's a terrible title, that King of the Mountain Championship. I'm glad they retired it.
And now they've announced that they're replacing it-ish with the TNA Grand Championship, which is going to be treated like an MMA belt. So it'll have rounds. If it doesn't end in submission or knockout, it'll go to a judge's table.
I don't like this idea.
I think TNA's doing a lot really well right now. I'm not real excited to this. Like, if they, as long as they don't go the thing that I'm expecting of, oh, the judges are rigged.
Right.
Or.
Like, they're gonna play it off as professional and then go completely unprofessional.
This very much, I dig the fact that they're giving Lashley, like, all the belts, but this just kind of seems, it just screams made for Lashley.
He's in serious danger of overgolding.
He's gonna go full Kurt Angle.
He's gonna OG.
If he wins the tag team championships, he will have matched Kurt Angle.
If anyone out there gets the reference to overgolding and OGing, email me at I'm older than everyone else and I like that movie with Keenan Ivory Wayans at beforeinlivingcolor.com. Cody got it. Hunter probably got it too. There was a wrestling promotion, I don't remember who it was. I think Tito Santana was part of it. He may have headed it. Where they brought back, I want to say it's the AFW, but that also kind of reminds me of America's Funniest Home Videos. So maybe it wasn't.
AFV.
But they had something similar where the matches went by rounds. There were times, and it was terrible.
What was the terrible the Brawl for All?
Yeah,
it was where WWE did the boxing competition,
and that
for
was
a while.
Legit shoe fights.
Yeah,
which was a bad mistake. So Ali, bad. Do you know about the Brawl for All?
No.
Let me tell her, and then we're gonna go right into. We'll talk about Ospreay Vader, and they're going into this weekend's huge events.
Yeah.
So they had a Brawl for All tournament where they took all of the legit tough guys in WWE and had them fight in tough man contests, basically.
Yeah.
Because this was before UFC was really big.
Yeah.
But guys like Butterbean and other tough men were really popular.
This was about the same time. It might have just been called Tough Man. Like, or Iron Man or something.
There was a Tough Man show.
Because I remember my stepdad watching it, and it was just like, hey, this guy works construction, this guy is a paralegal, they want to box.
Right.
So it's just amateur boxers, and they go out and have legit...
Tough Man contests. Yeah. And Butterbean was king of the Tough Men.
Yeah.
You know, he was the best. A legitimate boxer, but as a Tough Man fighter, was almost unbeatable. Mm-hmm. So they get these guys in the ring, and you had guys like The Godfather was in there. It was designed, though, for Dr. Death, Steve Williams, who was a legit badass that wasn't really getting
slapped
over.
Slapped the reporter. TV reporter called wrestling fake and slapped the taste out of his mouth. Is that fake?
That's Dr. Dave Schultz.
That's a different doctor.
Jeez. Well, open foot, insert mouth.
Grand opening, grand closing. We'll edit that out. Don't worry.
That's fine.
No, we won't.
So, wait, what was that?
Nothing. Oh. So, Dr. Death was supposed to win this thing. It was designed to put him over. But surprisingly, Bart Gunn, who was one of the worst tag team wrestlers with the Smoking Guns, a homoerotic team of cowboys who was just awful, he won. He beat Dr. Death. He knocked everybody out. Mm-hmm. Legit.
Yeah.
People got hurt during this. Legitimately hurt.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. So, his reward for this was he was going to fight Butterbean, the king of the tough men at WrestleMania. And if he would have won, this would have put him over the top. He would have been the man.
Because he became, like, people went from booing him to, like, they were excited to see him.
Yeah, because he was a legit tough guy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
He had to fight Butterbean.
Butterbean mopped the floor with him, knocked him out almost immediately, and just knocked him through the ropes. He hit him so hard.
Yeah.
And Bart Gunn was quickly gone from WWE after that. Haven't heard from him since.
Speaking of homoerotic, Stephanie McMahon revealed that WWE is soon going to tackle...
I'm surprised we didn't talk more about that.
They're going to tackle the issue of LGBT.
Here, you know what? You're probably wondering, well, are we going to talk about that? We will talk about that more once in the future.
Yeah, especially once it starts to happen.
But let us give you a quick rundown of some of their more famous LGBT characters. There was, of course, Billy and Chuck. That's the most famous one.
Yeah.
Rico Constantino.
Yep.
The effeminate hairdresser of adorable Adrian Adonis.
The rumor of Canyon being fired.
Because he wanted to be the
openly gay superstar.
Yeah. WWE does not have a good track record when it comes to not making fun of anything that ain't pure blood American, white, male.
Red state.
Yeah. So this is going to be a complete disaster, and I can't wait to see it.
It's going
to,
yeah. It's,
do you like train wrecks, kids?
My genuine prediction, and I pray I'm wrong, is that they do an angle between Titus O'Neil and Darren Young, where Titus O'Neil is not okay with him being gay.
Or Darren Young is in love with Titus O'Neil. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
That they were partners and that he is secretly in love with him.
Because especially if they go the thing that I'm afraid of, it makes Titus O'Neil, it just does nothing but makes Titus O'Neil look terrible.
Yeah, because what is he supposed to do?
Dad of the year, like, you can't have someone portray the character of being a homophobe. Because that's just kind of a label that sticks.
And yet, at the same time, the crowd will be homophobes, and they will boo any gay or lesbian. Oh, no, lesbians, they'll cheer. Do we ever tell you about Hot Lesbian Action?
I think we did, but moving on. We've got so much more to talk about.
There was only one good thing that happened out of that whole thing.
3 minute warning.
Well, that and when Eric Bischoff, no, that's the name of the group. It was called 3 minute warning. That's legit. She looked at you like you were giving me a 3 minute warning. It was when Eric Bischoff was the pastor doing the gay wedding. And then in Scooby-Doo style, he rips off his old man makeup and it was Eric Bischoff. Legitimately went, holy, that's Eric Bischoff. That was great. All right. You got Will Ospreay and Vader down here.
Also, real quick about TNA. We talked about it last week. Aaron Rex.
Oh, God. Yeah. I missed this note here.
Damian Sandow debuted, on Impact. Said that he was not going to talk about his, don't worry to my former employers. This isn't about you, but let me go proceed to talk about you. And glass ceilings and brass rings and...
When he came over to TNA, they pretty much handed him the former WWE wrestler starter kit.
Yep. Live microphone, and be sure to mention them, but don't say their actual name.
No, but run them down.
But I will say, like, so as much as I disliked that, he did well with it. He clearly has a passion. He's great on the microphone. He kind of had a little stare down with Lashley at the end of the episode, so I'm on board. I want to see more.
Here's what I don't like about it.
Aaron Rex.
Aaron Rex is one of the worst wrestling names I've ever heard. And this is coming from a guy that's heard Dolph Ziggler. We did a show once, I think, on the awfulness of wrestler names sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, when WWE for a while
Eli
had that.
Eli Cottonwood.
They had that random generator.
Michael McGillicuddy.
Or Husky Harris. You know who Husky Harris is? Bray Wyatt. That was his first name, Husky Harris.
He needed me. I needed a vessel. Perfect answer. What happened to Husky Harris? He needed me.
Was that a true answer he gave?
It was a thing on Twitter, I think.
That's incredible.
He needed me. I needed a vessel.
But I don't like the name Aaron Rex, and I don't like that he came out to Hallelujah, sort of.
The terrible rock version.
And that he still held his microphone like a wine glass.
I like that. Even though in the middle of that promo, they start chanting, "You're a genius," and he says, "No, no, I've never had my IQ tested. That was an act." Really?
You want to hit that Hank Hill, that, whoa!
You don't say. Huh.
He did debut. We want to see where he goes. I assume he'll be champion in no time, and then he'll just be jobbing out to Lashley.
I don't know. I think those matches will be good. Lashley is awesome.
Let's talk about Ospreay and Vader real quick.
Yeah,
before we get to this weekend,
Rev Pro Wrestling. Excuse me. It was a run-in. It was a run-in-y mess. It pretty much just furthered a couple other storylines. Vader apparently, by all accounts, looked. Remember the picture we showed of him just like all bulked out?
Oh, yeah, he was a monster.
No.
What?
No.
What do you mean?
Like, just.
Did he get big?
Oh, yeah. Like, bad.
That's a shame.
Yeah. And,
he was never in great shape to begin with.
Also a shame. Guess who won that?
Ospreay, clearly.
Well.
What?
Vader wins.
That doesn't surprise me, honestly.
It doesn't. I mean, good for him in getting a payday out of it. But apparently it did more to further the feud with whoever Ospreay's actually feuding with currently.
I mean, Vader beat Slater a couple years ago on Raw.
Yeah.
Vader, he'll always have that legacy to rest his laurels on.
He's Slater most segments on WWE since the draft.
You can tell he's the hottest free agent because he wears a shirt that says free. Like Rick Martel when he used to have he was the model. He used to have a giant button that said, "Yes, I'm a model." In case you didn't
That's
get it.
That's kind of great.
Rick Martel was great. All right, so we keep saying this weekend's big. Boy, howdy.
Yeah.
Is it? We got TakeOver on Saturday. TakeOver Brooklyn 2.
Yes.
Right? And this card is stacked.
Yep.
Just like every other WWE pay-per-view.
Just like every other NXT show.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Watch WWE pay-per-view for the spectacle. Watch NXT for the wrestling.
Yeah.
And just going to go quickly over these matches and we'll have a couple notes on them. Ember Moon versus Billie Kay. This is Ember Moon, who is also known as Athena on the Indies. This is her debut match. I showed Allie some Athena stuff earlier, including her finisher, the O-Face, which I'm sure they'll rename. Have you seen that move?
Yeah.
The jumping off the top rope stunner.
Yeah.
It's a great looking move. I don't think she'll use it.
Yeah.
I think they'll give her something new, but it's a great move. I feel bad for Billie Kay because I don't dislike her. I think she's pretty good, but you know she's going to lose. She has to.
No, yeah. And she, like the, her, cause we just knew she was going to debut on Saturday. Tonight on NXT, she went into William Regal's office, Billie Kay did, and complained that if you want this to be a success, you need to put me on. I was on SmackDown last month. I've been winning every match I've been in NXT. And he's like, you know what? You're right. but you're going up against Ember Moon. So that was a, it was a good way of getting her on the show as well as establishing that it's not just some random, throwaway opponent. Right. Yeah.
Can I tell you one thing about Ember Moon that I'm afraid of right now? And I'll talk about it more in the future because this is a legitimate concern. This is not a bit. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that she will never get in NXT. She'll be a star. She'll be a star when she goes to the main roster, Naomi 2.0, because she's a good wrestler. She's very beautiful. She's black. And I'm not trying to joke. She's black. And I feel like when she goes to the main roster, she's dead in the water.
So you have the same concern with her that everyone has about every NXT star.
Except in this particular case, it's simply because of her ethnicity. I don't think she'll get the same respect that a Charlotte or a Sasha Banks is clearly a different story. But the fans were clamoring so hard for Sasha. Can Ember Moon replicate her success with a name like Ember Moon?
She hasn't even debuted yet.
And I think she'll do well. But I'm worried that she's going to get the same treatment as Naomi. Because I think Naomi is criminally underrated and deserves so much better than that outfit she has now.
The entrance is the entrance itself is cool. On SmackDown, Naomi debuted a new blacklight entrance,
which was
outfit.
Cool.
Her hair is blacklight. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Everything about it is great until the lights come on, and then the outfit itself just kind of looks.
It's too big.
It looks like the carpet of an arcade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That 10 out of 10 nailed it.
Would listen to it. Maybe that's what she's going for, that retro neon.
But she's throwing out the – I also don't really like that like they had her come back as a face because I really yeah. – I know the Team Unity thing was kind of groan-inducing, but I dug it.
Yeah. I love
but
Naomi. It's
cool, but it looks like they're giving her something to do.
Yeah.
And even though the women's division doesn't have a championship on SmackDown
– Yet.
In its own right, it is pretty strong.
It is.
It's got Naomi. It's got Becky Lynch. It's got Natalya.
Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss is there. Carmella.
I like Carmella.
Eva Marie is doing just...
She's doing the best with what she's got.
She's doing the... They went from trying to treat her like
a legit
Roman
wrestler.
Reigns,
yeah.
And now they're definitely playing to her strengths.
Which is that she's attractive and
keeping her
no one
out of
her.
The ring.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited for Ember Moon, just for the record. I really want her to do well. I already love her because I like Athena.
Yeah.
And I hope that this goes well for her. No Way Jose versus Austin Aries, we talked about on the show before. This is a feud with some fire behind it.
Yep.
No Way Jose has really shown that he's not just a one trick pony.
Yep.
Austin Aries is the greatest man that ever lived. So this should be a great match.
I'm excited.
Who do you have in this one? I know we're not going to do predictions for everything, but who do you have in this?
I think Austin Aries.
You think Aries?
Yeah.
Allie?
I haven't really seen much for either of them, honestly. But from what it seems like, probably Aries.
Because I think this could either be like kind of the, okay, let's show how No Way Jose handles a loss, because he hasn't lost yet.
Right.
And I feel like Austin Aries needs the win more.
He's lost a lot
lately.
But
at the same time, you know, as much as I don't want that to be his role, the guy who's constantly, you know, kind of like Kane, where he would... beat all the small guys and then lose the big feud.
Yeah.
Then beat a bunch of small guys, lose a big feud. I want better than that for Aries.
But that person needs to exist.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? There's a place for it. It's just, right. It shouldn't be him. Andrade Almas.
Andrade Almas versus Bobby Roode.
Edward Almas versus Bobby Roode, yes.
Bobby Roode's going to win. He has to.
Yeah, and seeing that's the kind of same kind of thing. Like Almas came in, beat Ty Dillinger a couple times, and then okay,
put him in the match and get him going.
Yep,
this will be Bobby Roode's debut.
Yes, so official TV in ring debut.
So two debuts this weekend: Ember Moon and Bobby Roode. That's exciting. I'm excited for that match.
Part of me also thinks that Almas might win by a roll up, and Bobby Roode snaps.
That seems to be his character.
Yeah. So, but they could be saving that for kind of farther down the line. So I'm going to say Roode.
Revival versus Gargano and Ciampa for the tag titles. I fully believe that the Revival will retain, but I really want Gargano and Ciampa to win.
I really want them to win too. And I really don't, because they've been teasing on Twitter that they're going to officially name their team.
I already said Garchomp.
Garchomp. That would be kind of great. TM61 yeah. And Garchomp.
Oh my God, Lindsay would never know about it.
I really want Gargano and Ciampa to win.
They're so good.
I want them to get an extended team run before Ciampa turns.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of worried that they might just go straight into that.
That's what I think this match is going to do, especially after the big CWC match a couple weeks ago.
And how they brought that up on NXT.
Right. It's one of those things that it sucks, but if you're going to do it, now's probably a good time to pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
You could go either way, though. go either way. Women's match, Asuka versus Bayley. Allie, I know this was going to break your heart. No, it won't. You like Bayley.
I like them both.
It's going to be Brian Neese. Don't, yeah. No winners. Just
winners until the match ends. And then everyone's a loser. You know? I just for the record, I think Asuka will retain. I don't think they're going to pull the trigger on a two-time champion yet.
No.
And I think Bayley's going to hit the main roster before too long. So, and then, of course, the NXT Championship match, Samoa Joe versus Shinsuke Nakamura. There was a great interview that you showed us from NXT Tonight, mm-hmm. I assume,
yes.
Where Shinsuke or Joe had a lot of legitimate fire in his eyes and conviction in his voice, and Shinsuke Nakamura was odd.
Yeah, because he's just, that's just what he is.
He's calm.
You seem very calm. I am calm.
It was like, to me, I feel like if his character is calm, that would be scary.
He's like the Joker.
Little,
you know?
Just, yeah, there's that ease.
The eerie silence.
Yeah.
My favorite moment of that is when he said that Shinsuke Nakamura came through his dojo, and Shinsuke's like, your dojo? I did not remember that.
I don't remember that. And
Joe just got so pissed looking.
I'm not gonna lie. I just, the one thing that they could have done, because it very much seems like Nakamura, is, Byron Saxton asked Joe, do you respect Shinsuke Nakamura? Yes, I do. I will.
I respect what he's done.
But I don't know if I respect him anymore.
Yeah.
And then, okay, Shinsuke, same question. I so just really wanted him to say, yes, I do respect Shinsuke Nakamura.
I was waiting for it as well.
But instead, he leans into him and goes, of course I respect him, and just smiles.
Yeah.
Which is also eerie.
It's kind of like, but it's almost exaggerated Asuka.
Yeah.
Because, like, that was Asuka's thing, just the smile and...
Oh, Dana! So creepy. So that's NXT show. It's clearly going to be the better of the two when it comes to wrestling. I'm looking at the SummerSlam card
now. Top to bottom percentage-wise, probably. Because there's no bad match. Like, there's no match that I don't think could... Every single one of those matches could steal the show.
Now, the SummerSlam card also looks pretty good. There's so much of it, though, and it's going to be a huge event.
Yeah, it starts at 6.
Yeah. Six-hour show?
Not even the pre-show. The pay-per-view itself starts at 6.
So the pre-show probably starts at 5.
Yeah.
So we're going to be here early that day.
Yes.
Just going top to bottom on the card, there's too many to really talk about, but Carmella, Becky Lynch, and Naomi versus Natalya, Eva Marie, and Alexa Bliss. This is clearly the big...
Pre-show.
This is going for Eva Marie, furthering her angle of not wrestling.
Turn into a 3-on-2 handicap match, something happens.
And this is very reminiscent of the old way that they used to do with women. Put a bunch of them together, let them fight, probably a 4-minute match. Everyone hits their spots at the... I guarantee you, this is how it will end. Everyone will hit their spot at the end, and then last person gets the
pin. And then Eva Marie gets a roll-up.
Right. Guaranteed.
Even though she's probably won't be the legal competitor.
Doesn't have to be. Legal competitors don't matter.
Yeah.
Hashtag. Cesaro versus Sheamus, best of 7, the first match.
Which, by the
way,
how
do you feel about
this? There's a reason that I have a question mark exclamation point after that, because they've wrestled at least twice in the last month. With Cesaro beating Sheamus, I'm pretty sure twice in the last month.
Are they going for the, you remember Booker T versus Chris Benoit?
For the United States Championship.
Best of 7.
That
which was
sense.
And it was a great series.
It was an amazing series.
I don't think Cesaro Sheamus can match it. I don't think it'll be bad, but it won't match it.
I mean,
and it seems pointless.
If Sheamus gets, you know, Cesaro is of course amazing and everything.
Superman.
Sheamus is a lot better than a lot of people give him credit for.
Oh, absolutely.
The problem with Sheamus is they never know how to treat him properly, so they end up putting him in the same matches over and over and over, so it gets stale. So they really have to find a way to keep this fresh.
Yeah. I would have, you know, I wouldn't have used this on them.
And
would have used, if they're going to do a best of 7, I would have done Balor versus Rollins best of 7.
For the Universal Championship.
That would have been phenomenal.
I get the fact that you want that immediate gratification of, you know, okay, we're doing this now. Here, like, the first winner gets the championship. It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know. There needs to be something at stake. Like,
yeah,
I really,
other than just nothing.
Yeah. Like, this should, you know, Cesaro should be U.S. champion. Or some, like, this should be for a championship. At least for number one contendership of the Universal Championship.
Give them a reason to wrestle. Because when you have two guys that have wrestled each other so many times already, and you're saying, now you're going to wrestle best of 7, their first instinct would be to go, why?
Yeah, no, that's exactly.
What's the point?
Because I thought I read that and I thought it was a joke. Like, someone was making a snarky, like, oh, it's in their best of 7 series. No, it actually is. Except here's the joke. This is the first match.
Enzo and Kaz versus Jericho, which I love that.
Jericho.
Yeah. It'll be a good match.
Smack Talk of Skywalker versus Scarf Vader.
I love that.
I love you, Reddit. I love you so much.
Orton versus Lesnar. A lot of hype on that one. I'm not on the hype train personally.
I think it'll be, Randy Orton has shown that he gives a shit.
You did the first cuss of the day. That's fine. We'll edit that out.
It's fine.
No, we won't.
Randy Orton cares. He's got a fire behind him. That is great to see.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, now Lesnar clearly just doesn't.
Or does he? It's so hard to tell with Lesnar.
I don't know.
When he does the interviews where he flat out says, like they did a promo thing with him and Orton. Orton's talking about they came up together in the same class in OVW and stuff like that. And then it shows Lesnar and he just goes, I don't give a fuck about Randy Orton. You can't tell whether or not he's acting or that's just an interview.
Or Heath Slater. Like,
I don't give a shit about your kids.
Yeah. I don't.
It could go either way. Either Brock Lesnar is the best actor when it comes to portraying his character, or it's just Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't.
It's one or the other.
And then you have like Dean Ambrose talk about he had all these ideas for the WrestleMania match, and he just wanted to be lazy.
Yeah. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. People calling Lesnar lazy.
Well, no, Dean Ambrose did.
And I think one other person, was it Ziggler? Because I heard it was two.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't Dean Ambrose call Brock is crazy. Lesnar. Yeah. Dean Ambrose really is crazy.
So, I mean, this match could go either way. Either maybe with the suspension out of UFC, he can't do UFC anymore. Conor McGregor kind of blew the whole possible whatever deal was in the works between WWE and UFC.
No.
Maybe they cool off on Lesnar. Maybe they really just give it to Orton, and that's the next immediate feud for the WWE Championship.
I could see them pushing Lesnar to the moon on this, though.
This is one I genuinely have no idea what they're going to do, but I think both possibilities of Lesnar winning, Orton winning are viable.
What I'm afraid of is that you're going to have Orton, who's a slow, methodical wrestler, versus Lesnar, who does the same move now over and over again, and it's going to be a boring match. That's what I'm afraid of. You know, Lesnar's, his matches against Cena when he came back, even though he lost, was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Amazing. His match against Roman Reigns that Seth Rollins interrupted and won was really good. His match against Cena at SummerSlam where he first did the Suplex City thing was really good. But now he's just, that's all he has to do. Yeah. It's like Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan was a decent wrestler in Japan. But when he was in America, he didn't have to do that.
Just
all
drop
he
had to, get beat up, Hulk drop, up, drop a leg.
And that's what he did and made a ton of money on it. So is Lesnar.
Yeah.
So can you fault him for it?
Absolutely not.
From a money standpoint, no. From a self-pride, maybe.
Kevin Nash.
Smartest man in wrestling.
Yep.
One of. New Day versus Gallows and Anderson. This feud has been awful. The whole basis is around Big E's testicles.
I want to talk about that for just a second. I know we're running low on time.
Go on it.
I hate this feud.
Absolutely.
This feud should be the best thing on WWE Raw. It's not. I hate the fact, they're going to injure Big E, get him out of the picture. Makes sense.
Yeah, he's the biggest threat.
The next week,
literally,
should not be P. Diddy making a ball joke and them just being happy. He is their friend. He is their brother, like they said on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a fire. And Gallows and Anderson have a surprising amount of charisma. They should not be relegated to doctor sketches making ball jokes that I guarantee you Vince McMahon is laughing his ass off.
Oh, Vinnie Mac and Kevin Dunn are back
if
there
this was
giggling.
If this was anyone else, this would be the worst segments of all time. Gallows and Anderson have the charisma to pull it off.
They have that so
they
comedy.
They make it watchable.
Yeah.
But it should be so much more. And I just...
The worst thing is that... from all indications that this is going to be when they finally pull the trigger on the New Day breaking up and losing the tag titles. So if Gallows and Anderson win the titles in such an awful feud, it will be a disservice to everything that they've built.
This is the crazy theory that I have with no evidence to back it up at all, aside from the fact that I'm
Fox News.
I'm convinced that they want to, very much so. I'm just so convinced that they want to break up the New Day. Because they weren't supposed to be the New Day.
Yeah.
I think Xavier Woods turns.
This is your Bullet Club theory.
My Bullet Club theory is that Xavier Woods joins Gallows and Anderson. And then you can maybe have either Big E comes back as a solo star or he teams up with Kofi to continue the feud. I don't know why. And I'm not saying that it would be good or that, like I said, there's no reason behind it other than...
It's WWE.
Yeah.
Because that's why.
Yeah. Especially when we get to, I'll tie it in later. I'll bring it up later.
Sasha Banks versus Charlotte for the women's title. It's an obvious.
It has to be Sasha.
It's a no-brainer that they would do the match again, of course. Rusev versus Reigns. okay, I did want to talk about this for just a second. We're probably going to go long on this show too, but it's a preview show. Why not? So they had Rusev and Reigns wrestle on Raw.
For free.
For free. A week before the match.
6 days before the match.
They also gave away the Demon Balor on Raw. Uh-huh. 6 days before he should have made his debut.
But SmackDown didn't give away Ambrose and Ziggler.
Oh, no, they just had that amazing segment with Ziggler. You're going to dig down for one last move. One final super kick out of nowhere.
That's how you put that feud over.
Oh, hyped.
I can't stand hot-shotting in wrestling. It's happened for as long as I can remember. Lex Luger beat Hulk Hogan for the title on Nitro. During the hot period of the NWO, when everyone's chasing Hogan and you want to see him lose, instead of building up to something that you could put on pay-per-view and sell a billion buys, they put it on Nitro just for the shock to the rating.
Yeah.
Same thing on Raw. They're giving away these things that should be saved. And in the short term, it looks good. You might pop a rating or get people talking. But you can't look at short-term investments. With stuff like this, it has to be a long-term investment, and they're really shooting themselves in the foot.
And I know Dalton was really upset, especially about the Finn Balor thing. And it might have been Hunter or Cody that didn't really understand it. And I'm very much – I'm in the same boat with Dalton. Like, they should not have done Demon Balor.
No.
They
– Not until the –
Also, Demon King. The Demon Kane? Demon King.
I want to say the Demon King name – I think it's really cool.
And they are just beating it into the ground.
But they beat it. Like, did you know he's the Demon King? Did you know Seth Rollins was the architect?
Hashtag Demon King.
Lunatic Fringe. I hate their desire to put over nicknames.
But the reason that I don't like them giving away the paint on Raw is that we have to keep in mind the vast majority of the people in that arena probably don't watch NXT.
Yeah.
There's a huge chunk of the SummerSlam audience who will not have ever seen Finn Balor come out in the body paint.
And that would have been a huge moment.
And that would have been a huge, just like, look at this. What is this?
Yeah, because he didn't debut on NXT.
As opposed to the leather jacket collar pop.
Hot Balor.
Yeah.
Hot Balor.
Demon Balor.
Demon Balor, Demon King Balor. I hated it. I hate hot-shotting. It's terrible, and that is
there's no patience. They just have no patience.
That's the biggest indicator of what's wrong with wrestling
today. Which is the
same
thing. Which is part of the same reason I really think they're going to do New Day just out of nowhere. They're just going to break it up because as opposed to turning that into a legitimate story.
Or how about the AJ Styles Bullet Club break when they broke him up for a week, then came back the next week, and it seemed completely pointless.
Which
it's like you could tell WB put new scenes into that feud.
That made more sense just from the once it happened, and it's like they were luring. Like, they were clearly setting up to...
But it was pointless.
But whenever they did that initial breakup, it felt so like, what? That's stupid. This is dumb. Mm-hmm. Why are they doing this? Oh, okay, it was fake. Yeah, all right.
Miz versus Apollo Crews for the IC title, I could care so little about, and I do.
Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed. And even though I love The Miz, and I do love Apollo Creed, I just am not excited for this match. I like Creed. I liked him on NXT, but I don't think he's shown me enough... Yeah, on the main roster to get me excited.
Kofi 2.0.
Yeah.
Smiling, high-flying, babyface.
So, I'm hoping Miz retains, and I hope Creed gets a little bit, you know, something from it. Universal title, Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins. It's a shame someone has to lose. But here's two guys that I really like.
Also, going back to Raw real quick, why is Rusev the heel again in his feud against Reigns? When literally they went out of their way to multiple times say, well, Rusev wants this match tonight to defend his bride's honor.
Yeah.
Why am I supposed to boo this guy? Because he's foreign?
Yeah, there you go.
Because Roman attacked them while they were celebrating their wedding.
And also said, sorry, I'm sorry. Sorry you had to find your wife on one of those sites.
Yeah. The same website you found your wife.
Like, gross. Oh my God, they could not be portraying Roman as a bigger dick right now.
Right, but nope, we have to, you gotta love him.
But sure enough, they were chanting USA at them, you know, on Raw. I hate the fans. Yeah. I hate
especially
wrestling fans.
That Corpus Christi crowd is notoriously terrible.
Yeah.
But they outdid themselves.
Also, and I pointed this out to Allie, why is it 15 years later and we're still doing the what chants? I will never forgive Stone Cold Steve Austin for that. Every time I hear some dumbass in a crowd go, what? I want to shoot a puppy in the face. I don't.
Don't shoot a puppy.
I don't. Only because I can't get my hands on Vince McMahon.
So to tie in, I think they're going to go back to the Universal Championship. I do think they're going to reform the club on Raw. I don't think it's going to be Finn Balor. I think Seth Rollins joins up with Gallows and Anderson.
What a twist.
And I think it's because whenever AJ Styles, like they brought in AJ, like they came in with AJ Styles. Even though Finn Balor, like they'll probably tease siding with him because he was the original leader.
Yeah.
He left. You abandoned us. You came over here without us.
Yeah.
AJ left, but he brought us with him. Their loyalty's to AJ, even though he's on SmackDown. Like, they did the whole, the club's gonna run the whole show thing.
Right.
Oh, I totally left off AJ Styles versus John Cena.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't see that on the list.
I just realized, like, oh yeah, that's a thing.
Here's all we'll say about AJ Styles versus John Cena. This is Kevin Owens, John Cena 2.0. If AJ Styles wins this match clean.
AJ has the win.
Yeah. And if he wins clean tonight, or on Sunday, then I will give them credit, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's it. Don't have him feud anymore. Let it go. Let it go.
But Cena's gonna get his win back.
But if Cena loses this Sunday, he will get his win back, and in the end, Cena will stand tall, and AJ Styles will be pushed where he belongs.
Yep.
According to Vince McMahon. So that's that match.
So I think Seth Rollins, and reforms the club with Gallows and Anderson, and I don't know why. I just think that Xavier Woods sides with them.
That'd be a great stable.
I think he ends up in that stable.
Of course, then you have to explain why Woods was getting his ass handed to him by Anderson and Gallows.
See, and that's where I think, like, maybe he walks out.
I feel if he walks out, maybe. But I feel like this is one of those moments that if Dalton were here and that was his idea,
we would just be
you and I would be going, that is so stupid.
See, but the difference is I'm at least admitting the fact that I know that makes no sense and there's no reason for it.
Which is why they'll probably do it.
It's just this weird itch I have in my brain that I can't explain.
But who do you want to win this match?
Rollins.
You don't think Balor needs that just initial I'm a star shot?
I don't know. I think Rollins has established himself as a fantastic champion.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that he won't eventually lose it to Balor. And especially because if they maintain the babyface heel dynamic, that's set, Balor chasing Rollins is a better story.
Heel getting chased is always better.
Yeah.
The face chasing is always the best. Heel chasing face hardly ever works.
Yeah.
And last match on the card. Well, Ali, who do you think is going to win that? I'm curious.
I think
Who do
Rollins,
you want to win? Who do you want to win?
Don't make me choose.
I'm making you choose.
Don't make me actually pick, like, what I want. What I think will happen is Rollins.
Are you saying you're not still in love with Seth Rollins?
I like them both.
Because we called you Mrs. Rollins behind your back for a long time.
I don't think that happened.
Was it just me?
It's the mouse in your pocket again.
I like that mouse. He doesn't leave me. WWE Heavyweight Championship, and this one is probably going to be, I don't think it's going to be a better match, but I think it will be.
Oh, it's going to be a fantastic match.
It's going to be a good match. I don't think it's going to be a better match than Balor Rollins. I don't.
I think, well.
But it has a better story.
Well, here's what I'll say about it. I would put both of those matches against whatever we watch on Saturday. If given the time that they deserve and need, both of those matches could be on that Saturday show and hold up, I would bet.
And God bless you, Dolph Ziggler. I hope this isn't just
this
your...
This feud has been amazing.
And hopefully it's not a temporary, we need someone in the main card, but you're going to get put back down.
Exactly. I hope it's not a placeholder. I don't want it to end in some sort of Bray Wyatt shenanigans, which it will.
Yeah.
And then there will be a triple threat match at or whatever the next match. SmackDown with...
AJ Styles might be involved.
Or Cena. Yeah.
Or Cena.
Or AJ, you know? Yeah. But no, the build to this feud has been just incredible. Ziggler is immediately relevant, which I've finally... Friggin' finally.
Yeah, but every time this happens, every time he gets to be relevant.
They just take it away from him again.
They take it away. And there was one time when he won the title, when he cashed in the
Money
in the Bank.
Money in the Bank cash in with one of the great, biggest crowd reactions ever.
All time. And then he got injured. It wasn't his fault.
No.
It got taken away from him, not his fault. But ever since then, every time he's gotten close to that ring, Dr. Robotnik will knock him into a pit. He loses all rings.
My favorite one being whenever they just tried to pretend that he wasn't the sole survivor against the Authority.
That he wasn't the savior.
But that was Roman Reigns because it was supposed to be Roman Reigns, but he was injured. So, well, we're going to just do the exact same story. We're just going to drop Ziggler in that place for no reason.
Dean Ambrose is a man with a target on his back. He's got a hourglass glued to a table. There's no way he's keeping this title for long. We all know it. The question is, who will he drop it to? It won't be Dolph Ziggler. I can guarantee that almost. I think you're absolutely right. It's going to go to a four-way match, and he'll probably drop it in that four-way match to, I'm assuming, John Cena or AJ Styles.
See, and here's the thing. Randy Orton. Brock Lesnar.
Well, not Lesnar.
Not Lesnar. Lesnar's wrong. Oh, yeah, because even though they're on different brands.
We've already established it. Yes. We've established it.
I forgot about that. So, yeah, but no, Randy Orton is back. AJ Styles, John Cena. There's options.
There's lots of guys on there that will take the title from Ambrose. Mm-hmm. Ambrose, he's a good champion, but he's a weak champion.
He's done a great job. I disagree.
Hear me out. I don't mean he's a weak champion as in he hasn't held up his end of the bargain. He's a weak champion in the sense that I don't know how many people out there actually assume they're going to keep the title on him. Everyone's watching him and waiting for him to lose, as opposed to a guy like Seth Rollins or Hulk Hogan or somebody you see as champion and you wonder how long is he going to keep it. You're looking at Dean Ambrose going, how quickly will he lose it?
I kind of think that's the key to his reign, though, is if they keep it on him for a long time.
If they keep it on him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, no, he's just the scrappy,
who keeps proving
everyone wrong.
Like Daniel Bryan.
And you know who would have done a great job at that kind of championship reign?
Who?
Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
4 years ago, whenever he should have kept it forever.
He had potential to be Shawn Michaels 2.0 and yes. was not. For various reasons in politics.
Yeah.
So that's your SummerSlam card. Looking at it, it's a stacked deck. I mean, I'm pretty sure they got almost everyone out there that they could other than the Hype Bros. I'm sure they'll make an appearance somehow.
Why would you say that name to me?
NXT TakeOver is Saturday. SummerSlam is on Sunday. You better believe that the Podzilla 1985 crew will be watching it here at 709 Broadway in Cape Girardeau for all your gaming needs. Where you won't find people behind the counter that don't belong there. And that is going to be our show for the evening. I want to thank Asa and Allie for being here as always. By the way, my name is Shannon Young. I don't think I said that at the beginning of the show. If you don't know by now.
We all know. If this is your first time listening.
If this is your first time listening, I apologize.
Welcome and you're welcome.
That golden voice that you're addicted to now.
Those dulcet tones.
It's just me, Mr. 100. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with Tanner Thursday, which finally, I'm assuming, no Tanner.
Wait, was Tanner there last week?
Yes. Yeah. He keeps showing up.
You changed the name of the show. He decides to show up again.
He's like, no.
# unexpected Tanner. So tomorrow's
Is he behind Santa- me again?
No. Tomorrow's Santa Thursday. We got some fun stuff coming up on that. And then we'll see if Cody's going to be well enough. I was out with the ear injury. Cody's out with the sickness. His voice was shaky. I think maybe he'll be back this week. If not, then Sunday is Nerd Up. We'll do all this again, and we'll see you then. So thank you, guys. Enjoy SummerSlam, and NXT TakeOver. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.